Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Friday, October 11th, 2013.
Episode 517.
So we're recording on an off day because of Halloween 13 Nights of Horror.
You were still over on Wednesday.
I was.
We just weren't recording. Right.
We watched a cute movie, Paranorman.
It was awesome.
Was it your first time?
Yes.
It was my first time, too. It was actually a really cute movie.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, too.
Yeah. Everyone was really screaming of laughter.
And it was kind of adult, too. Like, when they were talking about, like, the drugs and shit like that.
Yeah. I think that's some of the best kids movies, I think, are when they have, like, I think Pixar, why it does so well sometimes, is because there's something for the adults, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it's not just
there has to be a reason to take your kid there, right? Yeah.
And enjoy it.
So, it's Friday.
It's Friday, getting down. Oh, no?
No.
Nobody?
No, stop. Okay. So Wednesday we had the movie. Thursday you guys had a movie.
Yes.
How was your show out? Or it was how many good. People came?
We had six, besides us two, four, five.
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Oh my God! Hocus Pocus after you left was amazing.
Yeah. But Thursday we did The Curse of Chucky, which is the new Chucky movie that came out. It actually came out that day. I love Amazon, so mm-hmm. that you can pre-order and it actually gets there on time.
And how was it?
It was awesome. Wonderful. Now, a lot of people think that it's a reboot remake. Oh no. It's like another movie on top at the end of like, you know, 10, 15,
no
20
way.
Years yeah. later. Yeah. Yes.
It's great.
Is it the same little girl that was in the original movie?
No.
No, but there's connections. Yeah, you just have to watch the movie.
Wait, it was a little boy in the first movie, right?
It was a little boy.
And then
little
the babysitter.
Boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that? I think that would have been cool if they would have had the original cast come back
well,
to do that.
It was the original Chucky voice, and the original guy who did Chucky, his daughter is the main girl in the movie.
Oh, okay. So it was,
and there's some
stupid,
other and there's some other surprises.
No, it was good.
Actually a decent movie.
It was good.
Yeah,
I did really it look scary? It. Like, cause he was like CGI or whatever.
That's hard.
Like, not real.
It looked different. I didn't like some of his walk. I thought that was a little like, this isn't like when
like
little,
video game
yeah,
walking.
It's not like it was, you know, when you have a little person in a little Chucky outfit running around.
Chucky!
But it was good. It was good. You have to borrow it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. I would highly recommend watching it to anybody that's interested.
Yeah, and I think our next movie is Monday, and that's ABC of Death. ABCs of Death?
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
I'm excited for
26
this.
26 different... movies by 26 different directors, each of the letter of the alphabet of A Way to Die.
So how long is each section?
I don't know. Probably
2.5
some
hours.
Are, yeah, 2.5
hours. Oh, shit.
We're going to be here.
It's an all-nighter.
It's our own 24-hour movie
We're
fest.
Here till the end of the year.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
No, I think it's about a two-hour movie, so I'm sure some of the shorts are like probably super short,
mm-hmm.
while others might be a little longer.
Super short.
I wonder how people die with a Q.
Have
you seen it?
No, but the trailer is really interesting because it's not all. There's some cartoon. There's some claymation.
Quizzically.
That's how they die, quizzically?
Yeah, like a cat.
What just happened? Damn.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I've never looked up to see what each of them are.
Die by queer bashing.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, how dare you? Today is National Coming Out Day.
Thanks for that segue. Bam.
Awful.
Sorry about it.
That's awful.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people write their stories or whatever. I'm like, yeah, okay.
We've told our Coming Out story, right?
Yeah, we told it last year. And I really didn't, mine wasn't a big deal, so.
No, but I think coming out is important. I think
Absolutely.
Rainbow Redhead said something today, which I'm not even going to try to quote, which made a lot of sense. It's that for the people that are coming out today, mm-hmm. or that may be coming out in the near future, to remember that it took you a long time to process and get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you should give the people around you the same courtesy to allow them to process and to get used to it. Because it didn't take you, you know, one day you just didn't say, I'm a homo. Mm-hmm.
I can quote him directly if you'd like me to.
Oh, sure. Because I thought it was very thoughtful.
Wait, then go eat this because I can't tell if it's a hair or a booger on your nose.
It's probably a hair. I just got my hair cut.
A booger.
Or is it a booger?
It's a booger.
I think you got it. I was getting nervous for a second.
Because you're staring. I'm like, yeah. I was noticing that you were kind of staring at my
don't
face.
Don't touch the microphone with your nose. Don't touch it.
I'll wipe it on this.
He said, to all the people that do come out today, take this bit of advice from an old fart like me. Never forget it took you time to process and accept who you are in the GLBT community. And so when you come out to others, allow them the same process and never allow anyone to make you feel less for who you are. Be proud of who you are and live your life to the fullest. Good job. I like that.
So basically, don't say, I'm gay. You all can fuck off.
So basically...
Well, no, I think it's... Don't think that it's the end of the world when people cry and it's the gnashing of the teeth and people don't accept it well. Because mm-hmm. they may just need to, you know, they need to process it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Though, you know, like, I guess we were all kind of lucky with that we all stressed about it. And then you tell your parents, and it seems like all of our responses were more just like,
Mwah.
And?
you want me to what do took something so about long? It?
About motherfucking time. Let's go shopping.
My mom just was like, okay, so.
Don't wear my clothes.
Yeah, you're not wearing my dresses or anything, are you? No. Don't worry about that.
I wish that was my mom's response because now I could be like, you know that worry you had?
So I sent my mom a picture of me in the bearded drag and mm-hmm. her only response on text message was, and then when I talked to her, she goes, so I have a question. Is this going to become a real thing with you or is it just going to be Bradley?
Are you guys going to kai-kai?
He goes, and you're not wearing a dress at the wedding, right?
Oh, she was very kind of like, no, that's not happening.
That does not work for me.
Right. No.
No son of mine's going to do that. Brad could do it all day long.
Yeah, obviously.
Some motherfucking girl in this relationship. Yeah. Only on the third Saturday of every month.
So, did you guys know what you're going to wear on the ship yet?
No. No.
We have a general kind of like idea, but...
Yeah, we kind of know what we're wanting to do. Is it our guest?
Yeah.
I just
thought she was locked out.
We...
You can make as much noise as you want. It's okay.
We had some... Yeah, our guests are coming in. We have some house guests. We kind of have an idea what we want things to look like, mm-hmm. but we haven't gone shopping or anything like that yet.
Okay.
You know, we're not going to do tuxes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we're probably going to do something. It's still going to be pseudo formal for us, but not for like you guys. You know, we're probably going to do like the whole vest, shirt, tie, and a vest. Or pants, shirt, tie, vest. Probably no jackets just because, you know, it's Florida and it'll be the Caribbean.
And we're also on the ocean.
You guys should wear like dress shorts.
No.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. No.
Why?
It's my wedding. I want to look pretty in pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point. When you made that to your uncle, he was like, I wear shorts all the time. Do you mind if I wear shorts? And you go, you know, we don't care what you wear, but just realize that there will be pictures taken. So you and your wife are going to have to live with what you decide to do.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care.
I'm going to wear my tuxedo shirt.
There you go. All right. I was just like,
just have somebody stand next to your arms. I did tell my uncle.
I was like, well, no, you also deal with your wife not enjoying what you're wearing and the fact that you'll look a fool in all of her pictures. But if you're cool with that, then you can wear.
So we're not supposed to wear shorts?
No, you can. Yeah, no, you can totally wear shorts.
We don't care.
Is he in the wedding or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he was trying to make it sound like that he was going to come super casual, and I go, I don't care. But I go, but at the same time, you can wear like khaki shorts and a polo. Like that can look nice. I mean, look sharp. You're going to be in pictures, but it's not formal.
Okay.
Like my grandma's wearing slacks because that's not formal. She's not wearing a dress because it's a ship.
She could wear a sundress.
My grandmother doesn't wear sundresses.
Oh.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I'll wear a sundress.
You there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well, you know, we already warned people that there may have been drag queens coming, but I don't think any of them are coming. So you might as well wear a muumuu or a sundress.
A muumuu. I'm just going to wear a sheet from the hotel or from the cabin.
They have robes. I don't know if they're one size fits all or not.
I'm going to wear a robe and I'm going to put my hair up in a towel.
Hair?
Yeah. I'm gonna get extensions.
Oh, you're gonna get extensions?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
You get your weave put in?
I'm gonna get cornrows.
Because I believe.
Do you know how much glue that would be? If you had to glue down cornrows?
For real.
That would have to hurt, don't you think?
Well, yeah, because you'd use like spirit gum or something, and that stuff rips your skin off your face when you take it off.
Unless you use spirit gum remover by Spirit Gum Productions or whatever.
And the spirit gum remover still irritates your skin, and yeah. It's
it's just your head, whatever.
I mean, we could give you one of our wigs. We have that one new mullet one you could borrow.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
The last
Holy
time you were here,
shit.
I thought you put it on.
No, that was Lori.
Oh. It looks, yeah. It's awesome. It's for one of my numbers in the future.
Okay. And it's supposed to look like a mullet?
I guess I could tell everyone because it's not like anyone listens to our show that actually goes to any of these shows.
Mark
and Jeffrey.
Yeah, well, you know what.
And Julian and Ryan, they might come up.
Mark and Jeffrey are kind of, you know, the 50-50 whether or not they're out of town. Like, kind of like we are every time they invite us to dinner. So so that's no shade. It's just, you know, you don't know when they're coming.
It is what it is.
But one of the live sing songs that I thought about doing is from Oklahoma.
I don't know it.
Can't Say No.
I don't know.
It's kind of a country song about she likes to kiss boys and she just can't say no because kissing's her favorite food.
Was Reba McEntire in that? On Broadway or something?
Yes, I think so. No, or... Yes, probably. No, or she was Annie Get Your Gun. I don't know.
Oh.
By the way...
Well, I kind of got it.
Yeah. And so...
Sater would be proud.
Yeah. I have
You're supposed to say who?
Who? Cause, no, because I'm not an asshole.
Is it this one? Maybe?
So the outfit I have is very country when it first... No, oh, that's a P.F.
Chang's, motherfucker. The goodness of fall.
It's like, damn, YouTube, you don't know if you can actually play the song.
Can you kind of serve for a fella when he looks like he wants to kiss you? Well, you can't
yes, this
just
is
go,
it.
No, not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've
was
been
10.
I heard a lot
anyway,
of
this is not exciting. So, I have this
out. That does not sound like people from Oklahoma.
I have this.
Sounds like from Virginia, Virginia.
They sound like they're from Connecticut or somewhere.
Oh no, that was Southern. When she gets going, she's talking like this. Mm. She's talking like you, Ricky, but you're not from.
Maybe Oklahoma. That's why I didn't notice it.
Well, also though, that's Oklahoma. You're from all the way.
Yeah,
over
but Oklahoma,
here.
They still have country Oklahoma accents weather. Too.
Yeah, well, so does Indiana. It's not quite the same though. But anyway, so when I first got this one dress from Ross, and I had no idea what I was going to use it for, but it was $5, so, you know, you buy it. It's the total redneckiest thing in the world. And so I put on Bradley's, one of his long straight wigs, but then I put his corn Nebraska red hat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And with my beard, it looks like Larry the Cable Guy drag.
Mm. It's awesome.
So we bought this mullet wig since he used that hair for something else. And I'm basically going to be doing like the whole like Larry the Cable Guy bearded drag look for singing that song.
Are you gonna have like a flannel shirt with the arms cut off and stuff?
No, because the dress is a button up, uh-huh. But it has like rolled up sleeves. It looks kind of rednecky.
It's fucking awesome.
Especially with
you
my
should
chest
put some
hair.
Cigarettes in there or something.
I very well could. I might have to stick on some tattoos. But
that would be. Are you gonna do the face tattoo thing?
The eye?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought we were
going to
do
ever
that.
Not for the show.
I thought we were going to do that on the show for Ricky. Are you going to put him
oh,
on?
Oh, yeah. Put him on me.
Yeah. Let's do this.
It's going to be very exciting for our listeners.
Fucking do this. So there's these things if you want to go to, like, I'm sure they have them, like, now for with Halloween and everything. They have them, like, Walgreens or whatnot or Walmart even. But you can go. I got mine at Ulta, the beauty supply store here. And they're basically temporary tattoos that are... built
like Mike Tyson style.
Well, not really, but yes. But they go on your eyelid and your eyebrow or under your eyebrow. And they
so do you have to shave your... Oh, you mean like
no,
under
it
the
goes,
skin.
It goes on the skin under between your lash line
that's weird.
To your eyebrow. Yeah, it would be interesting.
I don't know how it actually works.
They were just like $2 though, so it was, I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking try this out. Why not? It was fun.
So what else we got to talk about? Tony's in New York City for a week. I've been living the bachelor lifestyle. This is funny because I actually talked to him on the phone about it. So he, Juan Carlos, his friend who like designs clothes or whatever, apparently is friends with Coco.
Mm-hmm.
So they had dinner, but Coco was like busy. So she was at the dinner table for like 12 minutes. And Tony said she looked like she was like starving to death. Like she was just like, but she's filming. So maybe she just doesn't want to look like fat or whatever. But he said it's like not even possible for her to look fat because she is so skinny.
Yeah.
Really?
But he said she was just sitting at the table and you could tell she was just like hungry. Coco Montrese, that's who he met.
Nice. Very exciting.
And then he saw, you know, the guy from I think he's on Lord of the Rings. And he was also on the TV show where they were like lost on the island or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The Irish rock band guy.
Yeah, the really hot one.
He was at a bar last night at a party and he was there.
Oh, nice.
So that's he cool. saw like two famous people. Well, I guess Coco Montrese. Well, I guess she's famous. Yeah.
He's hot as fuck.
Yeah, he.
Which would be lost.
Could talk
the,
to me.
Which would be lost on the long. Provider because he is, you know, like short and slender.
Right. He was like, oh my gosh. But he called him like Mary or something. Was that his name?
Oh,
on
no.
Lord
was,
of the Rings?
Was it Mary? I'll have to look it up.
It's the guy that was in Lost.
Yeah. I don't know what his name. His name might have been Mary.
It was like Mary Joe Jingle. I don't know what it was. But he said it was Mary. I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Why are you so slow, internet?
We have a jet going over us right now. You might be able to hear it.
So what have you been doing with your freedom?
I have been throwing whatever I want to anywhere.
Are you eating pork?
I don't think I've had any pork products. Last night I went to Andy's, but I got some kind of chicken bacilla thing. It was good. But no pork. I should be going to town on it, actually.
His name's really- Dominic. Monahue?
Yeah. But what was the name in the
Lord of the Rings?
Oh, my bad.
It's like Merriam-Webster or something.
That's a dictionary.
Merriam-Webster. That's good. That was a good one.
That's where they got the name.
Mary, yeah.
Mary
Doc.
Yeah, you have a little time to get on your pork on.
Yeah, well, I have until Tuesday.
Oh, get your pork.
And then we're recording here on Tuesday. Well, we're not having... Are you still doing dinner Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Which is no meat.
Oh, is he vegetarian?
He messaged you back and said he prefers to stay away from meat.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. He's a gay?
But I'm gay.
Dude, he's not listening to the show, and I'm going to call it out right now. I don't care if... I'm not a beer snob. I'm not an alcohol snob.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it is the sponsor of his show. The dude only drinks Bud Light Lime. This stuff tastes like ass. More so than beer, I think
it's
generally
better
does.
In the bottle. If you get it in the can, it's kind of nasty.
He drinks it in the metal bottles. Actually, do they come in anything else besides metal bottles?
Yeah.
No, they come in glass, I think.
You know the little green thing that is on my keychain to pop off beer bottle tops? That's
bottle opener? Bud Light Lime.
Yeah. Well, it was green. That's, maybe it could have... You know, whatever.
It's not bad, but I told him I would bring it for him. So, because you guys don't drink beer. Well, you guys drink that cider, but it's not the same.
Not if you
want beer.
What
are y'all drinking right now?
Actual apple cider with cinnamon whiskey.
Yes. You want to sit? You want to smell? You get a high off the fumes? You want to secondary contact? Whatever
it's very called. Cinnamon-y.
Cinnamon-y. Oh, speaking of... Speaking of, we got an email.
We don't have a song for that, right?
No.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It
I
makes
have
me want
a
wag
bone
tail.
To pick with you, Waylon.
Uh-oh.
My
Put your boners
West Coast straight married boyfriend, David Drummersticks.
Yes, which you have not spoken of in a long
time. Well,
we've
been texting.
Okay.
And he was like, Oh, I don't have it. I deleted it because I was so angry.
Oh, no.
Oh,
shit. What'd I do?
He was like, who was that singing the voicemail song? And I was like, that's Waylon. And he was like, oh, it made it jiggle a little bit.
A what?
I was like, I will cut Waylon and I will come cut you.
You were cum cut him?
Yes.
Oh. I had no idea. Oh, that sounds dirty.
My cum shoots out so fast it cuts you.
What's funny?
I was angry.
What's funny about that is apparently he must have something for 1920s. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. That's what he's doing right now, getting going then, I guess.
He's going to be sending us some stuff from his band, like a CD and some stickers or shirts or something, too.
Nice.
So, and I told him I would send some of our stickers so he can put it on his drum kit.
Cool. Nice, slap him up there.
Yeah.
And then all of his like...
But I may not even talk to him anymore, so...
Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
So, speaking of going back to the cinnamon, Miss Anne-Marie Parker, she sends us...
World's longest emails.
Hi, guys. Loved your Vegas show and wrap-up show from Pride 48. And also, love stories about your other, on other podcasts. My favorite was how Taylor yelled at Ricky's name. I'm sorry.
Wait, why is she Southern?
How Taylor... I don't know. Because yeah. She's Anne-Marie. My favorite is how Taylor yelled Ricky's name and had his arm out wide to hug you, but you totally left him hanging to go to hug Taffy instead. Good to hear no one got the Ebola this year. One year I'm going to have to go to it because it sounded like a good time was had by all. And like some, we had by all during a good time. And like some, we're had by all during a good time. Got it. Sex. Bam. But there were questions on this episode, so I had to stop everything and answer them. This was for episode 516, Name That Food. Ricky's question, do I hate cinnamon, y'all? Answer, maybe. And while that seems like a BS answer, it's because there's more than one type of cinnamon in the cooking aisle. Most of the cinnamon for sale in the U.S. is really cheap knockoff called cassia. It comes from the bark of the cassia tree in India. It's a darker reddish color than truer cinnamon and has a mustier, pungent flavor and odor because it's for use in Indian dishes which contain meat. Read the label on your container of cinnamon. If the first ingredient isn't listed isn't cinnamon, then it is intended for savory dishes, not sweet dishes. You may not like the taste of how it mixes with the sugary syrup that forms in the apple pie while it's baking. Cassia is the spice in most cinnamon-flavored candies, so it is more about the heat, bitterness, than sweetness. True cinnamon is a browner powder than cassia. It is also called Mexican cinnamon or canela in some stores. This has a sweeter taste in its raw format, and is the one that you want for baking dishes, sweet dishes like apple pie. Waylon's question. What were those fruit-shaped candy things called from when I was a kid in speech therapy? Answer. She sent a bunch of pictures.
Which they were right. Different they jelly. Were all what we kind of right. thought.
Yeah, and then she said, or something else.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a question, so I guess I don't get anything answered. Aww. And she didn't even
well,
say
I will, got to read I will it. Have you know.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes. I actually I got them emailed personally too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Wow. I actually knew all that, but of course we didn't go in that in the show because Ricky could care less because he hates cinnamon. No, when I go to the spice shop, I usually buy a couple types of cinnamon. If you ever go to a real spice shop, anyone that didn't know that there was different kinds of cinnamon, you really should smell the differences.
Mm-hmm.
Some almost have vanilla tones. They taste very different, and they do add a very different taste to baking and stuff. I always call it my special cinnamon that I pull out for special dishes or certain uses and then use the cheap store stuff when I need to make cinnamon toast.
I'm bringing out my special cinnamon. It's made from the Dutch or Amish or something.
No, that came from the Amish that Mark brought over, and that was real shit, and it was really tasty, too.
It was so tasty.
That was what was in your pie. And I love that Mark and Jeffrey were here for the movie night and still listen to the show.
Right.
Also brought up, I still can't believe you're talking about that fucking pie.
2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
Speaking of Amish people or Mormons or whatever.
What? Okay.
The lady that wants to have her 20th kid. I saw there were some people getting a heated debate on your Facebook.
Holy shit, girl. So, what did you start?
Here's what's funny about that. I almost didn't repost it because the last time, a couple years ago, that she was in the news and I made some reference to her vagina being a clown car, but I did not use those words. I was, you know, couth. I got a barrage of comments and then crazy Christian people on my news feed started taking over, and then there were fights, and one of them was like so pro anti-abortion Catholic that then it turned into this whole thing of, so then I sent an email and I said, could you please like calm down, because no one said anything about like, you know, her aborting kids or whatever. Oh, I ended up, and I said, I think we're done. And then she basically then came back to me and said, well, I think you're just as bad because they're being misogynistic and saying awful things about women and you shouldn't be allowed. And I'm like, look, I can't control what people say. And you don't know if I didn't send these same messages to them, but you need to cut it off. And then she didn't, so then I defriended her. So
what's the thing, though, about, oh, you can't say bad things about women, but they can't get abortions?
Yeah.
Like, so that doesn't make sense.
So then this time, I did not think that my statement was awful.
No.
Because let me find it, because I...
You just were basically talking about the amazing abilities of having 20 children pop out of this small hole between your legs.
I worry about prolapsing. I'm worried that her vagina is going to...
She's going to have like...
Of that word.
She's going to have like her... I know. Like everything just flop out, and then all of a sudden her ovaries pop out and they're like... Ding, ding, ding,
I said, ding, ding. I just... dot, dot, dot. Can't... Dot, dot, dot. I don't know. I think her hoo-ha has to be a medical wonder. I mean, is she the
term, hoo-ha.
Is she the first 20th child stress test?
Not even close to Jesus.
No. Of course, though, everyone else and their mother on here started having an argument, and then this one person from my high school, who I did have hidden for a while, then I thought, I'll unhide her. She's going to get defriended this time because, you know, I can't deal with her.
Right.
Because then it turned into this whole, like, Christian thing because, you know, they are a little crazy. And so
Christian crazy.
And so someone called him a crazy Christian, and then she went off about how this has nothing, you know, and I was like, shut up, people. I didn't say anything about religion.
I try to make it funny by saying I love the word prolapse.
And then every time I see someone post it and I see who it is, I'm like, oh, dear God. I'm afraid to look. Like when our guest on Tuesday, Baron Frosty, posted, everything he posts or posts on is always going to be something that I want to delete. But he actually behaved on his post this time, because when I saw that he posted on that, I was like,
oh, shit.
Here we go.
I haven't read any of the other responses because I have it set up so I don't get emails anymore on my Facebook.
Well, there are 56 comments. If this doesn't make my clout score go up, I don't know what will. But no, but honest to God, I have no real judgment on if she wants to have 20 kids. They are providing for their own children. You know, whatever he does, he's making enough money. They have it down. Cool, whatever. No burden to me and my society. I just worry for her vagina. It's just like, I don't understand. I mean, sheep give birth to too many babies and their uterus prolapses. And then a vet has to go all up in there. Well, a sheep, yeah, and stitch their...
Oh, I thought you were talking about her.
No, and stitch the stuff back up. Uh-huh. It's like, I don't know. I mean, like even dogs that have litters... That stuff still falls out. It's going to fall out there.
Baron Frosty's is hilarious. I love her chola bangs.
I did enjoy that how everyone kind of did. There were a group of people who didn't talk about the babies at all.
Brenda Boo, OCD, it comes in many forms.
But I also love that people were more interested in commenting on both of their hair pieces.
Oh, was that
I
Paige?
Wonder if they both take off their hair pieces when they're trying.
Was somebody said something about like, she commented like, what was it? I'm trying to find it right now. Oh, because it's view more previous comments. Paige, crazy, short of the hair. She looks amazing for having that many kids though.
Well, I do think that's true. But at least she can't be worried about the childbirth process. Because is there pushing? Mm. Either that or her Kegel exercises must be like outrageous. Or he must have a really small penis. I don't know.
But
I
just that doesn't take into account if a child comes through her birth canal, like natural birth. Is she
having them naturally?
It doesn't matter if she has a small penis.
She has to be having it naturally. She can't get that many C-sections because that would like tear her body up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is built to be elastic. You know, that's the one body part, unlike buttholes, that wind stretch are supposed
They're
to go
not?
Back. Oh, no.
Oh.
Rosebud.
No, I guess it would be more.
But even a rubber band breaks at some point. You know, yeah, I mean, they I just don't get it. I think that's probably enough talking about vaginas.
I don't know.
Then I made some comment about, I said something about, I was scared of the teeth too, but you know.
I love, the real question is, why is nobody talking about his hairpiece?
That's crazy.
That was funny.
That is crazy.
So anything else in the crazy world of news that has struck your eye besides me causing a Facebook shitstorm?
Oh, did you see the McDonald's article where the lady like broke into the meeting that the CEO was here in Chicago?
What? No.
Yeah, and she was screaming at him with some other protesters that were there that says, I've worked here for 10 years, and why do I make only $8.25? And you know what his response was? I've been here 40. And he's the CEO and president. Oh. That's what he told her.
Well, there may be some truth to that, but she also has some truth to it.
I was highly offended when some people were responding to that article on my Facebook and Twitter referring to those people and they should work harder and they don't deserve
more money. Who were the
quotes? Huh?
Were they black people? People working fast food?
No, just like... Well, first, I mean, think like, the people that responded...
I mean, like, were they... Where were the...
These were just people in general responding to me.
Oh, I just didn't know who... When they were saying they... Who the parentheses
Oh, the workers.
Were.
The fast food workers. First of all, I don't think any of the people that responded has probably ever worked in a restaurant or fast food because that is fucking hard work.
You know, my mother raised two children by herself as an assistant manager at KFC.
One of the people said that fast food work isn't supposed to be a permanent job. Store managers have usually worked for the restaurants for a really long time.
Anything is a career.
Right.
Depends on what you do with it.
Yeah. Well, it's not a career is basically what they were saying. And you're not supposed to make more than minimum wage because everyone knows that's a stepping stone job.
But that's also saying then that you don't believe that people right out of school that go into internships should shouldn't get paid. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's actually wrong too. Mm-hmm. They've got bills, you got stuff, you have a degree. You know, yeah, you should be doing this for cheaper because this is a learning opportunity, but you still need to live.
Yeah. Someone said, "Oh, well maybe she should try to go back to school part-time." So she could get another job.
Well, yeah.
I can't even respond to this. Someone shouldn't make so much
quick judgments on things. You know, maybe she there's well, other things going on.
They're saying
on.
She did it wrong, that she shouldn't have barged in, but she said that's the only way anyone would ever listen to
but
her.
But you know what though? I don't know. First of all, I don't really have any comments for that because whether or not you like it or not, it sure got attention. It mm-hmm. sure brought the conversation up. The desired effect happened.
The foul monkeys are fucking talking about it. That's going to be everywhere.
Right. Hello.
Real. But you know, at the same time, though, I think it's too much on her and less on what the whole point is, the whole system.
You said the whole.
But you know, to play the devil's advocate, the thing is that you don't know the whole story either because maybe there are missed opportunities that she had. You know, because if you expect to make it a career, mm-hmm. then you also should be moving up the ranks. You know, shift supervisors, assistant managing, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. And if you're not going there and you're getting stuck somewhere and then you're staying in the job, then one, well, are you doing what you need to do? Are you a bad mm-hmm. employee? And therefore, is your pay reflective of the job that you're doing? Obviously, she's been there for 25 years.
Well, she's been there for 10, or so for obviously 10. She's not a bad employee,
right?
Because she's been there 10 years.
But you know, but it's one of those things too. It's a you can't.
But
you,
825? Could you?
No.
No one could live here
not
on 825.
Not for 10 years. No.
Do you think you could live in Lafayette for 825 an hour?
No, though I know people that probably do, but there's no, not nowadays. Not me personally. No, I like my internet too much.
I basically put my iPhone in if she did 40 hours, which they said they cut her hours since that's happened. So she's probably going to be fired. 40 hours a week, it was like $17,900. And then after what, a quarter taxes? It's like $13,000, $14,000 that what she brings home.
I mean, I think you could depend if you're a sole income and have kids. There's no way. Like when I was
just two children,
when doing like the professional acting and stuff, you know, that's not too far off of what someone may get with that because it's well under $30,000 a year. I remember the first time I made $30,000, it was like I thought I was balling. I was rolling. I was like, oh my god, I have a big boy job. I'm no longer a temp. I got benefits of 30K a year. Yeah! Whoa!
I'm making it in the world.
I can maybe afford a car payment.
Get out this tricycle.
And then what happened?
Well, then I kept moving up the chain.
Oh.
Moving on up.
Now I don't make $30,000 a year. Thank God. I live in Chicago because we know some people and you know some people that were making less than that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, even with a roommate, how they were surviving in Chicago.
That's crazy. You couldn't be happy, really, if you were not making that.
And I don't think they really were, because then you have other artistic things that you spend money on. And then it's like, you know, I like to cook, even for myself, if not for others. I hate ramen, and I couldn't imagine only being able to afford that.
I have to... Every now and then, I have to have ramen. I don't know if it's like my sodium is like tapping out in my body or something, but every now and then
doubtful.
I'm like, let me. Let me get a ramen noodle because
I think people who love it, like my little brother and my cousin, they were like ramen fiends. Like for them, I think it's like that happy childhood memory space.
Like that was poor for me.
For me, like that would be like going to Long John Silver's. You do it once a year. You get, you know, you need that fat, you need that salt and that fried food. And then you shit yourself for 2 days and you realize, oh, wait.
This is why I don't do it.
Well, you would probably like fresh ramen.
No, I don't like the seasoning. I really don't like very many Asian foods. I'm now getting more into them as I've gotten older. It's the actual seasoning in the ramen in the broth that I don't like.
Yeah, but fresh ramen doesn't have that same kind of powder thing. It's usually just chicken broth.
Or sometimes it might have miso in it and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's when we get into realms of me.
Have you tried pho?
No. Not that I wouldn't. I don't know much about it.
I think you would like it. It's just beef broth with... Well, you... I don't know if you like... Some of the stuff, I don't know what it is. So I don't know what kind of meat. So I just order chicken.
It'd be a texture thing and I'd only get chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, because really the only Asian food I'll like that I'll eat, you know, I'll eat about anything else. Cuisine wise, you know, being a little foodie and whatever. Mm-hmm. Asian food is just one of those things that I've never embraced. P.F. Chang's was really the first Chinese food that I liked, which obviously is like American version, but then it brought me into understanding what things were made from. And then I learned what I don't like is what the rest of the world likes is Chinese takeout. I find to be the most disgusting thing in the world. But going to like, you know, a Chinese restaurant like here, which is more a little more traditional, and you can watch them make it, and it's not
like in Chinatown.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, Panda Express. I like, for instance,
I can't do Panda Express. That shit goes right through me.
I don't like Panda Express either.
I love their egg rolls,
but I do like Payway.
Payway's amazing.
Did you guys click on the link I sent you on Facebook? You can still do it.
You can still.
Yeah, up until October 20th. I printed out.
You do realize that Payway is just the fast food version of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but I got one of those coupons.
Where did you send us the link?
A while ago.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah,
I sent it because I was like this because I know you really like it there.
But back in the day, the only Chinese food that really was, you know, was that white sauce that's like the gel that everything is
disgusting.
That's the only like growing up the only Chinese food that I had, and I hated.
I didn't have
soy
Chinese
sauce.
Food until I was like 18 or 19.
Oh,
so I didn't even have it as a kid.
Yeah,
except for the homemade like. Chow mein in the can.
I have a question for people. Growing up in high school, we actually had this place that we would go there on Wednesdays, and it was like called Rolling Walk or something. And we would always go, oh, Walk Wednesdays, let's go, and everything. But they had the best peanut butter chicken.
I've heard of peanut butter chicken.
Have you ever had that before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've gone to places here in Chicago and no one has it. and I kind of miss it.
It has peanuts in it, right? Is it peanut butter?
It's peanut butter.
You should.
Oh, it's like glaze with peanut butter or something. Yeah. Like it's peanut butter sauce.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's like a glaze. It's a very thick sauce.
So anyway, now with stir fries that I know don't come in that like weird sauce, I'll eat. And obviously though, like sweet and sour chicken that's fried. I mean, that's not really disgusting because it's like eating candy at that point.
I never get that kind of fried chicken because I don't like it.
But the next Asian thing that I can eat an ass ton of is give me some Thai food any day. Like I love some Massaman curry and I love like the spicy basil chicken. Like
that's good.
Especially the place right here. It's really good.
It's good also at I want to say Tank Noodle, but it's over in Wrigleyville. It's a little shop.
I don't know.
Little shop.
We have one in Andersonville called Noodle Zone that a lot of people like. But anyway, I like Thai because I think it's a lot fresher. Though I don't like to think about how some of the things are made because of the shrimp paste and like the
cozy noodle.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
It's super cute.
They're on, I think they deliver on Groupon or Grubhub.
I don't order anything from Grubhub because I think it's expensive.
I've been noticing that. I realized that the place I was ordering from Grubhub, I was ordering because I didn't know that you could order. Oh, did he go see it again?
Yeah, he's there now.
Is that his first time?
Yeah.
Nice.
Kinky Boots is fun. Kinky Boots is like fun.
He'll really like it. So anyway, I guess that was our food segment.
Yeah.
I like Thai food too. I like noodles.
You should try
those. I like soups.
If you get a chance. Oh, you've been there.
I was there before it changed.
You should go there.
Yak noodle or something.
Oh, it's still called Yak Thai.
Or what was it before that? They changed the name.
They did change the name. What we like is, which you would never really do because you're always working, but they have a lunch special for $7 and you get like a dinner portion of your rice or noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like two crab wontons or
an egg roll.
Or an egg roll and then like a little salad. For $7.
It's so good. You know what I can eat the ass ton of? What? Crab rangoon.
Their crab rangoons are pretty delicious. Good. And I want to try those ones. You were supposed to try to make them. The ones pineapple? With the pineapple one. Your favorite from Florida or from back home?
Uh-huh.
Like paradise or something?
Yeah, I was going to make... Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, because you kept talking about how you loved it with this pineapple. I'm like, never heard of that, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it had pineapple in it.
And so you need to try to make them.
It had pineapple, like cream cheese, onion.
Yeah. Because, well.
Like garlic.
Yeah, all crab rangoons have the cream cheese and the onion and the garlic.
But like Peiwei's, like the reason I like theirs is because theirs is actual like crab inside of it.
Yeah,
and it's like chunks of crab.
Instead of the imitation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This place does imitation. But what I really like about theirs, Yak Thai's, is that their wonton wrappers are like pretty thin. And they're very light. They're not really too heavy feeling when you know you have like a big one. And they're also only like maybe...
I hate when you have a big one.
Maybe like a golf ball size.
And you're so filled.
Oh, no.
You're just so full of the big one.
That cream.
Do you like it when the hot cream spews into your mouth?
I love
it. All on your face.
All that cream cheese.
I love it.
Running down your
chin. I like it when it burns my chin.
Ow! You might want to go see the doctor for that.
You mean you might want to go see the doctor for that.
You're the one having the reaction to my comment. To my crab and goon. That's what it's going to be called from now on.
Grandma goo?
You want some of my crab and goon?
Oh, I thought you said my grandma goo. And I'm like, where did that come from? That made no
that
sense.
That is disgusting.
Speaking of grandma goo, we got a voicemail.
We do?
Oh, we do?
Are you playing the voicemail? Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
David, you better not be hard right now.
I need to see a picture of it.
Oh,
I've never seen a picture. I've been working on it for about 6 years.
Oh, Drumsticks, you know how to get a hold of me? WaylandWerner@gmail.com.
That will not happen. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Jimmy Bear. Just listening to your...
Just an FYI, this is a Google voicemail, and it said, Hi, Foul Monkeys, this is Jenny.
The latest episode, and I found out that Waylon and I have something in common.
You both have a penis.
When I was in second grade, I also had to go through speech therapy. Apparently, I was having troubles with my THs and Ts and Ss. Basically, I had a lisp, and up in New Hampshire, they're going to have none of that. So they did therapy to get rid of that. And what they did is they used peanut butter on a tongue depressor, and they put peanut butter on the roof of your mouth or the back of your teeth, wherever your tongue was supposed to land, to pronounce the letters properly. But anyway, I think the speech therapy did us both good. And Waylon, you have a lovely voice. And
thank you.
Also, looking forward to going out to Bear Pride this year. I think we're going to make it out. I haven't seen the registration up yet, but I think it's something we're looking forward to. All right. Hey, have a great one. Bye-bye.
So hopefully this time I'll meet your husband.
Well, you hopefully won't be working like you were. Yeah, hopefully you'll be doing like an actual different job that isn't
weekend jobs, working all the time.
Is Ricky going to demolish more brownies?
I guess so. I don't know what the fuck he's... Oh, he went to grab that fucking...
The mix of the... Which I still love the fact that it tastes like Paydays. The candy corn and the peanuts.
Yeah. I couldn't think of a little bit of it.
You have this like little boy shit-eating grin you were tiptoeing towards the kitchen.
Because I was going to go get candy and I was like, no, I want this
instead. All right. Give me that shit.
Okay. So thank you, Jimmy Bear.
Yeah, thanks. So, new music. I am in love.
Do you love it?
Do you love
it? I love, love, love that song, What Does the Fox Say?
What Does the Fox Say?
By Elvis, I think it's pronounced.
Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, we played it for you.
Yeah?
The regular video is hilarious. However, he did a live version on... Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely loved it.
All right, play it. Oh, I've heard it.
There are other videos.
I didn't know that's what they were saying, though.
Yeah.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes.
Is this like a serious song or like a...
No, it's a parody song.
None of their stuff is serious.
Okay.
We're gonna get sued.
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
No, I do not like that song.
Love it. But they also have a song about Stonehenge.
Oh, that's a good one.
That might be a good one.
They're actually
Who's the band?
They're a comedy duo out of Norway, is it? I don't remember.
I forget.
But they actually have their own talk show. And they just started making these comedy videos.
It's not Flight of the Conchords, is it?
No. They're from Norway. I got everything a man on TV. This is Stonehenge. And I know I should be happy,
but instead, there's a question I can't get out of my head.
I'm done.
No.
What's the meaning of Stonehenge?
I'm sad that you guys know the song by each word.
Years ago.
You sing this in the shower.
If I knew the actual words, I would.
What's the meaning of Stonehenge?
That's so weird. A lot of people have been talking about this new artist. Is her name Lord?
Oh my gosh, the royal song.
Is it okay? Good? I've heard this. Here's the thing. Hold up.
I've never heard it. So play it.
So Lorda, Lords,
Lord, L O R D E, and I have actually have been listening to her for. I think it was last year.
Of course you have.
Because he's a hipster, remember? Yeah.
Well, hold up.
I'm a music hipster.
Well, listen to this.
You realize that you
shut
just...
Shut up!
No, you just...
Because this is making it funnier. I was working, and I was on Spotify listening to the Hipster International channel.
I was listening to this before it was popular.
It was so underground.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my dress.
Oh, she sounds kind of like Lana Del Rey.
Kind of.
She's from Australia.
But she has no antidepressants in her system. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, blood
stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel.
So this is the popular song right now?
Yep.
We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands.
Do you think there's a dance remix already in the clubs?
Well, there's already people covering this too. Pentatonix has done an acapella cover. Actually heard a really, didn't I send you a cover of this too that was like really cool? I don't know, there's a couple people doing it. Oh no, it was a guy, Eric Hinman maybe.
Oh, Eric Hyman?
Hyman, that was coming to Chicago to play at the Jackhammer. He did a, I think it was him, he did a cover.
Is that your work phone?
Someone from work is calling you.
It is not someone from work. It is probably some
telemarketer.
A local insurance company that keeps calling. And it's always it's a robocall. And I'm like, or it's people in Spanish asking for someone. And then they're confused when I answer the phone. And I go, first of all, I answered the phone as, hello, something, something healthcare. And then they asked for, is Maria there? No, this is Waylon. You've called an insurance company.
Mm-hmm. ¿Dónde está María?
Oh, sorry. And but they keep calling back. Keep calling back.
¿Tú habla español? No.
I'll just pull up every like Spanish naughty word I know and just say them over and over again.
Or you could just say something like, the lady eats an apple.
¿Cómo te quiso mi pinga?
What the fox say?
Chupa me pinga. What else we got to talk about?
So are you watching? Oh. Oh my God.
Guess what we just got an email for?
What?
Our iPhones are finally coming.
Thank God. But we probably will get them by the 1st of November.
I'm glad you paid that.
Did they mail them already?
No, they won't get mailed until like the 25th.
Fuck that.
I know.
That sucks.
Shipping, at least it was only $10.
The shipping date of November. Well, we'll get it by November 1st, they're saying.
Is everybody there?
That's a long time to wait for a new phone, huh?
Yeah, especially when he paid like $10 extra, which is supposed to be like you're supposed to get it sometime in October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And today was the first.
You might get it before November 1st.
Maybe. I hope. Whatever.
You'll probably get it next day. Whatever they ship it, you'll probably get it the next day.
Well, it made it look like it was going to take a week.
Oh.
They probably say that just to give them buffer, but I'm hoping for the best.
So now we talked last time about the hard cable issue. Our TV issue.
The last time on the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happened. On Monday.
Wait, what happened?
No more TV.
We have no more TV.
Oh, they turned it off?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, my life changed.
It's been a rough week.
I can't watch the Today Show or the news or the Chew.
There has to be some way around that.
Well, there is. We have to pay.
No, there's some illegal way you can do it.
We also get an antenna, but I'm not sticking an antenna on my TV and sticking it to the window. I'm not doing it.
It's not that bad.
No, because it's also not going
to
be.
They used to be, Waylon.
But it's also not going to be digital.
So, at least you still get to see it.
You know, so instead, I'm watching Netflix.
You are a bougie bitch.
I got
all your basic bitches.
I had quite the routine down. I was caught up on my Today Show. I was caught up on the Chew. I was watching Dr. Phil and
watch it on your computer while you're working.
Well, no. So now I'm watching actually movies or things that I'm catching up on my Hulu.
Or texting me saying, it's really hard not to watch American Horror Story without you here.
Yes, because like today I had some downtime.
You really need to turn that shit off.
Is that your
800 number?
Oh.
We should
answer it on the street. Oh my God, yeah, put it in.
I don't know who it is.
Who cares? Is it a bill collector? Put it in.
No.
Come on.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. No, for real.
You're boring. Ricky is boring. Did they leave a message already? Or are you not even saying hello? We're all watching.
Oh, I need to speak to Jordan.
So you should have put that
Shut up, really?
You should hang up, though.
Oh, is that Julian?
Oh, no, she's still on.
Is that your actual old person?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hello? No, you can't hear me?
Calling all the basic bitches. Calling all the basic bitches. There's a new announcement. You're basic.
She'll probably call. If she calls back, we'll plug it in.
Do you hear this?
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Old.
I know. That's what I thought of though.
But that, who do you think in our real life? Who do you think that would be? Who did that?
Who would do that?
No, in our real life.
I could see Josh doing that.
Somewhere between Josh and Bradley.
I was thinking Jeffrey.
Maybe Adam.
No.
I could see Adam maybe doing it
too. Oh, this is a total George thing to do.
No.
George is too shy for that.
Calling all George is too butch for bitches. That.
And he can't move his leg like that.
That doesn't even look like a real leg.
No, it's not a real leg.
Actually, I could kind of see Jeffrey doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he'll do it for his 40th birthday.
And instead of doing the drag for his midlife crisis, he'll do the basic. He'll do a remake
calling
of
the, all the basic bitches.
Calling all
which
you.
Mark has not started the plan, apparently.
Oh.
That's what I heard at the bar.
That's what I heard.
Are we back to sharing Mark's airing his dirty laundry on the show?
Crazy.
So what's
that's
up?
Not dirty laundry. So we totally talked about it.
What's up, Mark? Why aren't you planning? I haven't heard anything about it.
That is there, we is know there a, of is there a Jeffrey.
Date? Is there a date?
Well, it's on his birthday. It's like December.
Oh, maybe 3rd we're or maybe something. We're not invited.
Maybe we're not.
It's a dog party.
Oh yeah, this is the thing. This is what will happen. They'll invite Ezel and Ivy to not the birthday party, but no one else. Like, you need to bring someone else to bring your dogs. Could you get a hire a dog walker to bring your dogs to our house, please?
Thanks. So yeah. Oh, but I think we might have talked about that last week.
Oh my god, I just almost ate half of that.
Yeah. I really like The Witches of East End on the Lifetime channel.
I haven't seen that.
It's like Charmed slash a soap opera.
Did you get to watch that anymore?
Well,
it was on A&E. We never got channel. Got it.
No, it's on Lifetime.
It was on Lifetime?
No. I watched that on Hulu or on Lifetime's channel. Actually, no. I think it did on our Apple TV.
So I have a question.
What?
How are you getting American Horror Story?
We're not.
How are you watching it?
Online. We'll be watching it on our hacked Apple TV.
Okay, so you are getting a BitTorrent copy of it because it's been downloaded from online, right?
We are not BitTorrenting it. It streams it.
From a file that's on a BitTorrent?
No.
Like, how does it stream it from?
But it has lots of different websites that people have uploaded something to.
But it's what we go through is called XBMC.
And then it has applications that you go through. But we don't download anything. Nope. It's streaming on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's going through some other...
I downloaded it.
Yeah. I just don't trust BitTorrent, to be honest. Yeah.
But what we don't have
is... On a Mac, it's fine. On a PC, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't feel the need. That, I don't like watching... I'm tired of watching shit on my computer.
But you can plug it... You can put it through your Apple TV to play it from your computer.
No, because it's hacked. We're not on the new
version. We could if we hooked... It would be like, put this up to there. But yeah, we can't. We can't send anything up.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
No, not because of the hack. Because we were never able to upgrade, and there isn't a hack currently for the newest Apple TV.
I saw that. And they're about to come out with a newer one, I think, like this month.
But it's okay, because our Frenchie fixed our issue before, because that was part of the issue. It wasn't working for a while, and that was our only other, like, real TV option. But he kind of fixed it by doing some updates and gave us some new apps to use, and things are going pretty quickly right now. So,
how did he update it? Like online or something?
He showed me. He walked me through it.
He knows how to like look for updates for the hacks. Like they may actually have an update for it, or one of the applications that you use or the add-ons may have an update. Because you have to be careful. Like if Apple tells you to update it, we have to say no.
Right. Well, watch American Horror Story this weekend. We can talk about it on Tuesday.
Yes, hopefully we might watch it tonight after my rehearsal. So,
okay.
Which we have to go soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else, you guys?
I don't think so.
We're done. I think we're done.
We'll be back on Tuesday with a special guest.
Yes. Baron. Yes, Baron Frosty from Next Blime, I believe his show is.
It's exciting.
Wait, should we know what show he's on before we...
I need to go get that...
Before he comes. Oh, what? You're on the Satosphere?
What?
Oh.
He's on that Greetings from Nowhere podcast, right?
He's the newest super
You're one of Big Fatty's friends?
Game night, guys?
We name every show but his.
We should probably just... Now he'll listen to this, so he'll know all of our dirty secrets.
Right.
But hey, though, speaking of that, if you do have a good porn for the blind that we could make Baron watch, please send those in to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. send them there, nowhere else, mm-hmm. because that's just easier for us to keep them organized. But we could use some examples or some, you know, give us something that you want Baron to.
And I think he would read it pretty good. I think he would visualize what's going on very well.
I think if we threw the gauntlet down, I think that he would pick it up and run with it.
One of my favorite things is that he said is like, oh, I'm only going to be 19 minutes away from your house.
Little does he know that 19 minutes of Chicago
is an hour.
Yeah, right.
Because he's coming during rush hour too. And they're probably going to take Lakeshore Drive to get here, I would think, from downtown.
Lakeshore Drive isn't too bad once you get past Belmont.
Well, it depends. Is he driving? Is he taking public? He's taking a cab. Oh, he's taking a cab. Oh, that's right.
He refuses to get on a train. That's right. He does not do that.
He's one of those kids.
Which he would get here faster if he did. Oh, that's right.
Because we had the whole conversation where he kept asking us if we lived in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. Because he was really nervous. But the way we've talked, if he's going to be safe.
He could take the red line to your stop and then take a taxi from there.
Yeah.
He would get here a lot faster.
Yeah.
But. A whole lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be expensive.
Well, it'll be less than going to O'Hare, which will be on. So it'll be under 50.
Don't forget tip.
I know it's about $12 from here to Boystown.
Yeah.
I think. Mm.
Oh, God. And that's like triple the amount away from here, downtown.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see you then on Tuesday.
See you, Baron.
Baron. This is Ricky.
This is James Murray.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
I'm recording now.
And I'm talking.
Hi, I'm talking too.
And I'm going to play some songs. And I'm not.